And Justin Longmuir joins us with Ben Cameron.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. The news out of both camps is that there's no late changes for this Western Derby. Justin, what do you guys have to do well today to win?
Oh, we have to get our contested ball right, especially around the ball and at stoppage. Last week it really let us down, and we allowed Collingwood to get on top in that area and really use the ball and give their forwards first use, and constantly we're winning the ball back close to our defensive goals, and which makes it hard. We need to win those contests, get the game played in our front half, and hopefully put Fremantle under some pressure.
There was some chat during the week that Adam Simpson perhaps isn't tough enough on this group. On the back of a loss, a disappointing loss like you guys suffered to Collingwood, tell us what he was like with the group.
Yeah, he's been really hard on the group, you know, but fair. You know, one thing about Simo, he does find the balance pretty well. He knows when to have a bit of a joke and knows when to go hard at the players. So this was definitely a week. They went a little bit harder at the players, and hopefully we see a response today.
You spoke about the ball and winning the midfield battle. How nice is it to have Nick Natanui back?
Oh, yeah, it's probably been underestimated, the influence he has on our team. He's up there with probably in our top two players. You know, someone to come in and give our mids hopefully first look at it. That means they can get a little bit more proactive and, you know, get on the front foot, which we haven't been able to do without him.
What's Derby Week like for you? I've seen you on the train with your young kids. They were both wearing West Coast Eagles jumpers. You played for the Fremantle Dockers. What's it like?
Oh, I love Derby Week. It's always that little bit extra on the line with bragging rights. And, you know, as much as we like to say, especially coaches, it's just another game. There is a little bit more on it. And, you know, it does get built up a little bit more. And especially today being a Fremantle home game, we play against the, you know, opposition crowd at home. So there's a little bit of a different feel. And, you know, there's plenty on the line with, you know, us looking for a top four finish and you know, Freo hoping to get something out of the last 4 weeks.
I'll send you upstairs, the man who kicked it too before you kicked the goal after the siren, Luke McFarlane, Bo Waters and Peter Vlahos.
Justin, Luke McFarlane, good to speak with you, mate. I was just looking at the stats from last week, and surprisingly, I mean, you did mention the contested ball. You got absolutely destroyed in contested possessions and uncontested, so that you couldn't seem to find them all day. But you did manage to even up for inside 50s, but you weren't very efficient going in. What were some of the areas that you looked at in terms of your entry kicks to your forwards? You've got such a prominent forward line there, but you just weren't giving them enough opportunities to score?
Yeah, well, Collingwood had 120 something tackles, so they were able to pressure out disposal really well last week, and often the kicks going inside 50 are rushed and you know, and shallow entries, whereas on the other side of it they were getting deep entries and putting enormous pressure on our defenders. Yeah, today we need to get the ball in deep, which will allow us to set up behind and hopefully put that repeat entries on the board, which puts perceived pressure on the opposition.
Justin, you've got to be on guard. Peter Vlahos here. The underdog actually has won 4 of the past 10 derbies, which is an interesting stat. Eagles are favourites here. Now, of course, back in round 18 of 2007, I remember Freo getting up over the Eagles by some 27 points. I think Freo were 13th and the Eagles 4th. Not too dissimilar to where the positions are now. So you've got to be on your guard, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Any team in the comp is capable. Doesn't matter where they are on the ladder. We saw yesterday Gold Coast really take it up to GWS, and they weren't. We're a bit unlucky not to get over the line there. We're not going into this game thinking it's going to be an easy kill by any stretch of the imagination. We reviewed, previewed Fremantle on the back of their effort against Geelong here a couple of Friday nights ago, and guys like Stephen Hill, Lachie Neal, and that were just tremendous through the middle of the ground. And I thought that was a game that, you know, they had been a little bit classier in the forward line, they could have actually snatched that from Geelong. So they've got good footy in them. We're not coming here today expecting an easy kill.
Now, Nick Natanui, is he leaping higher than he was, say, prior to round 12? That's been the talk this week.
Oh, I think, you know,
I reckon he nearly busted Coxie's nose during the week.
That's not hard to do. it's a pretty easy target, that one. No, he's jumping back to his best. I'm not sure whether he's jumping higher, but I'd just be happy to see him jump at what he was jumping early on in the year. He was in tremendous form. I thought he was All-Australian ruckman by a clear margin early in the year. You know, and he helps us win that contested situation, or helps us win clearance and helps us get the ball going our way with his hunt and tackle pressure follow-up. So, yeah, we're excited to have him back.
Justin, Eric McKenzie out of the side again, Tom Barras back in. It's been a frustrating year for Eric. We were speaking about him a bit earlier on air here. Seems to still not quite I guess, have a clear understanding of his requirements in a team defensive structure?
Yeah, a little bit of that. We play slightly differently to what we did when he won our best and fairest in 2014, but he probably just hasn't got that instinctiveness back to be able to, you know, beat his man and then come off at the right time. And a little bit of that has to do with, you know, his physical capabilities. He's, you know, probably just that step off compared to what he was in 2014. And that's understandable coming off a knee reconstruction. So sometimes the bigger boys take a little bit longer to get over those injuries. I went and watched him at waffle level yesterday. He looked really capable of that level, so it's maybe just a little bit of a struggle to step up to the extra intensity of AFL level, but we're pretty confident he can get it done.
Justin, thanks for taking the time to talk to our 6PR listeners. We'll let you get back into the rooms, and good luck for the big one this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good call.
Justin Longmuir, the Eagles assistant coach.